Holy Trinity Catholic School Division and its teachers' union have signed a new 5-year agreement, which, among other things, creates a fund that teachers can access for professional development activities. With the current Local Implementation and Negotiation Committee, LINC, agreement expiring on July 31, 2022, the Holy Trinity Teachers Association, HTTA, asked the division's bargaining team to meet to negotiate a new collective bargaining agreement. The two groups met on April 24, with the Teachers LINC team consisting of 7 members and the division's team consisting of 5 senior leadership members. They hammered out a new deal that day and submitted it to the Board of Education, which ratified the new LINC agreement during its May 15 meeting. The new agreement covers August 1, 2022, to August 31, 2027. The Saskatchewan Teachers Federation negotiates salaries provincially for its members, while locally, teachers' associations negotiate for perks such as substitute teacher pay, leaves of absence or class prep times, explained Education Director Ward Struby. After the HTTA and senior management completed negotiations and signed a tentative 5-year agreement, the union sent it to teachers for a vote, he continued. Educators voted 96% in favor of ratifying the document. I think it just goes to show that the relationship we have between management and our schools and our division is positive, said Struby. Holy Trinity is a small school division, so we get to really know our staff and they really get to know management. It just really shows that great working relationship we have, and we all know that if teachers are happy, division office staff are happy, that means our kids are going to be happy in classrooms as well. LINC agreement changes. One new change is the board will establish an annual professional advancement and learning fund that equates to 1.1% of all teaching salaries, regardless of contract type, the board report said. Holy Trinity will use the money for HTTA bursaries for individual professional development and division allocated professional advancement and learning opportunities, while it will put any unspent money into an accumulation fund. By August 31, 2027, any unused money will be carried over to a maximum of 25%. HTTA's financial allocation will be 65% and the division's allocation will be 35%. Another money-related change is net pay will be deposited into teachers' accounts on the 21st day of each month, with 10 pay periods from September to June or 12 pay periods from September to August. With the start of the 2023-24 year, where the 21st day is on the weekend or a holiday, the division shall deposit the net pay on the preceding business day. Teachers now have new ways to access personal leave. They can submit their requests to their school administrator similarly to other special leave requests, or they can submit their requests directly to the education director or designate by selecting confidentiality required on the leave application form. Meanwhile, the division will grant leave with pay for up to 20 days per school year to the HTTA executive to attend related business. HTTA members may also access these days to attend similar business upon approval from the union executive. The new agreement also includes leave for teachers to attend Truth and Reconciliation-related events. After applying, members may use one of their allocated pressing personal days each year to attend Aboriginal spiritual, cultural or ceremonial events. While the division will make every effort to grant the leave, the Superintendent of Human Resources must approve to ensure the requested absence is operationally feasible and compliant with administrative procedures, the report added. The next Holy Trinity Board meeting is Monday, June 19.